An outbreak of Streptococcus equi zooepidemicus in Alberta has demonstrated the difficulty in eliminating the infection from the farm. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network Swine Disease Surveillance Report for the fourth quarter of 2022 highlights a case of Streptococcus equi zooepidemicus detected in September on a sow farm in Alberta. The outbreak occurred on a 5,000-sow operation and saw high mortality in sows in late September and into October. Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network manager Dr. Jette Christensen says the operation implemented a control strategy without depopulation, but applied treatments while acclimatizing gilts through feedback without success.
They've been trying to avoid depopulating the entire premises. That has been unsuccessful. Now, this is a really dramatic disease because it causes sudden death in sows, and the reports from the practitioner is that from a sow starts to go off feed and show a little depression until the sow is dead is less than 12 hours. So it's really hard to keep on top of that, because if you're going to cure the sow or get it to survive, you have to get in with early treatment. So you really have to catch sows developing the disease within a few hours of the first onset. This farm has experienced up to over 300 sows dead within the first 4 months. So the feedback we got from them was that exposure under treatment from October to December did fail as a control measure.
Dr. Christensen says the experience also showed strep zoo is a slow-moving disease that seems to require nose-to-nose contact to spread. But with the high mortality, it's a dramatic disease. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.